Blog Talk Radio.
Another broadcast of Saturday with the Word, Saturday with the Word of God. And we're excited about being here once again. This is Prophetess Teresa Docks, and I am truly delighted about what God is doing in the lives of His people. We're broadcasting live. This is an international broadcast. And just as you have done, called in at 661-449-9911. We're going to get right down to business. We won't be with you long on the lines, but God had put a word in my belly, and when He put that word in our belly, it is so important that we bring it forth. Well, I'm going to lift the lines up with a word of prayer, and we're going to be talking about tonight. And I want you to get your Bibles out, because I'm telling you, when you get an understanding man, you get set free. Revelation brings freedom. Revelation brings freedom. But tonight we're going to be talking about, oh, ye gates. Oh, ye gates. Yes, understanding the gates. We're going to be talking about the gates that God has allowed us to have and the significance of the gates in the human life. We're going to lift the lines up with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we worship you, Lord God. Father, we thank you for sending your son Jesus to die upon the cross that we might live, that we might have the right to the tree of life. Father, we just ask you right now that you would saturate, bless our ears, bless our eyes, bless every gate, God, that is ordained of you. And Father, I ask you to just bless the listeners, those that are on the phone lines, and even those that are on the internet, and those that have Skyped in. Father, we just thank you for your people, Lord God, who are called by your name. Father, we just ask you right now that you would hide me behind the cross, Lord God, and let your spirit flow, Father, so that you may get the glory and your people will be blessed. In the name of Jesus, we say amen and glory to God. Well, I'm going to encourage you to always have your Bibles out and get prepared because we're about to ride with this one. You know, as the Lord was giving me revelation, talking about gates and doors and the significance and that how significant it is in the lives of human beings. You know, I want you to picture a gate. Picture this gate. And a gate is like a door, an entry, a way to enter in. And just as it's a physical gate or a physical door, there's also spiritual gates and spiritual doors. Yes. So throughout the Bible, so many scriptures, as I was searching the scriptures, the roles that the gates play. And as I was searching, I was like, Lord, I didn't know that there were so many different gates. And it just aroused my curiosity. And I want to get a full understanding of the gates. But these gates provide a very important role in our spiritual life. I'm going to ask you to turn to, well, when we get off the line, you know, I want you to study in Isaiah 1 through 45. Isaiah 45, verse 1 through 45. I want you to read that whole, read that whole chapter. But, the Bible records many important decisions and events that took place. And a lot of these events took place at gates. Yes. And just let me give you an example. It was at the gate that Abraham, what did he do? He negotiated to purchase the cave when he buried Sarah. See, Abraham was at a gate, and he was purchasing the cave, and he wanted to bury his wife. Turn to Genesis 23:10. So many things happened at the gate. It was gates that these things. Listen, thinking about gates to a city, an entry point. Exit point. Genesis 23:10-11. And Ephron dwelled among the children of Heth. And Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham in the audience of the children of Heth, even of all that went in at the gates of his city, saying, Nay, my lord, hear me. The field give gave I thee, and the cave that is therein, I give it to thee. In the presence of the sons of my people, give I it thee, bury thy dead. That happened at the gates. Gates or doors, they serve as a notice board for angels to determine whether the inhabitation of a house of children of God or not. See, gates have so many important entry points. You're talking about when the enemy come in, he has to come in through a gate. Otherwise, he can't get in. He has to come in. He has to come in through a door. Otherwise, he can't get in. And the same way he gets in is the same way he can get out. Now, we can make a decision to have the enemy stay inside the temple, the house. See, when the gates are open, it's easy access. You know, we lock our doors at night to keep criminals out, to keep the robbers out. Yes. And if we don't lock the doors, they can come in as they please. And I want you to think about that. Why do we lock the doors to our house? Why? It's a reason. And the same reason we lock the doors to our physical house is the same reason why we should lock the doors to our spiritual house. And as I was studying these gates, we're going to get down to the good part. And I want you to go with me, and I want you to understand and take your notes so that you can go back and look back over your notes. But also, this is in it's being recorded, so you can always go back to it. I want you to turn to Genesis 28 and 12. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 28 and 12. We're going to talk about types of gates, different types of gates. And I don't know if you knew that when gates are open, you're wondering why the enemy won't just leave you alone, because guess what? The gate is open. And we're going to talk about how to close those gates. I believe there's going to be a series. Genesis 28 and 12 reads, "And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angel of God ascended and descended on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac, the land wherein thou liest. To thee I'll give it, and to thou seed." Now I want you to stay with that, because we're going to get back to it. According to the verse of this scripture, see, Jacob saw a ladder that was set on the earth, and the top of it, it was reaching heaven, and the angels of the Lord was ascending and descending on it. And then verse 13 says, "And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac, the land wherein thou liest. To thee will I give it, and to thy seed." Now, before I go any further, I just want to talk to the Lord. You know, he said, every land that belonged to me. And you could say this too. Every land that belongs to me that is presently in the hands of the enemy, I recover it all by fire in the name of Jesus. I got excited when I read this. Verse 16 and 17 says, "And Jacob awake out of his sleep. And he said, surely the Lord is in this place. And I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? There is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. See, chapter 16, verse 18 and 19 says, and I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You should be getting excited. Now, let's just talk. What is a gate? And we were talking about a gate earlier. A gate is a very important part of a building, a house. A gate is for security. Why do we have them? For protection. See, and in the Bible, the gate was a focus point of power. Businesses, like I said, was conducted at the gate. And even when you think about the military strategies was planned at the gate. Think about the ports when in the United States, and when it's ports of entry, there is guards, it's protected. You got customs to go through, because guess what? It's at the gate. And just like the world know that they have to protect the gates, we have to know as the people of God that we have to protect our spiritual gates. See, judgment and punishment was delivered at the gate. See, the Bible says, the husband of a virtuous woman was known at the gates. I want to just give you some gates. What gates are. Proverbs 31 and 23 is what I just read. But Abraham's nephew, Lot, he sat at the gate of Sodom as an elder. So in ancient times, gates were very, very important, because the safety of the city was determined by the strength of the gate. So if the enemy storm the gates and succeed, the horses and the chariots would come out with war, and they would enter in. So when the gates came down, guess what? The city was conquered. So I hope I'm establishing this picture of a physical gate. And I said that there's physical gates and spiritual gates. And guess what? And there's visible gates that we can see, and I was just talking about those gates. But there's invisible gates. See, that's pertaining to us, our walk, our life. A gate is an opening, and I want you to see this in the spirit. It's an opening in a wall or a fence, and it is an opening of your house. It's the opening of your spirit. And normally it's built with a defensive structure. See, our body is made to produce a defense mechanism. But we know that the entry point is at the gate, and a departure point is at the gate, and arrival is at the gate. And a gate is a door that a mechanism for controlling the passageway. You know, sometimes we have like these electric gates. We could just push the button and the gate open. We could push the button and the gate close. But with a spiritual gate, we have to strategically know when we have been invaded. These gates, they lead to your spiritual demise. If the enemy conquer your gates and you don't know the enemy has taken over, See, these are some truths that God's people need to know about. See, the truth is a clear understanding so that you can know that the enemy comes in to rule. He's not playing. See, everyone has what is known as a human gate through which the enemy, he can just come in and out. And when enemy has gained entry, guess what? And he already inside. But guess what we do? Enemy already inside, and we're fighting an external enemy. You know, we want to say the enemy is outside, but he already in. And then we start, you know, writing down expressive letters to defeat the enemy. You start saying stuff as though the enemy is outside. See, but a lot of people fighting the enemy outside, but when the enemy has already entered in. And before we can deal with this external enemy, we must deal with the internal enemy. There's 9 major gates that I want to talk about tonight that will open up the life of God's people. See, the major gate that opens up is the head gate, the head gate. See, the Bible says, lay hands suddenly on no man, so that you will not be a partaker, guess what, of his iniquities. And different people get different revelation from that scripture. But my revelation is, so you will not be a partaker of his iniquity. That's 1 Timothy 5:22. So when you know, when you lay hands on the head. Normally, but generally, people, you know, when you're praying for others while you're laying hands on them, the majority of the time, you lay hands on the head. And likewise, people that when you generally anointed and you anoint a person's head, you anoint their head. See, the Bible says, thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. So the anointing trickles down from the head. And we can that's a sermon in itself. But Psalms 23:5, see, the head is a means through which the anointing is imparted into the body. Just like you got a pastor, a shepherd, under shepherd, the head. The Bible says, so is as the priest is, so is the people. So that's just showing that anointing is trickling down from the head. You ever went in the ministry and the pastor is one way and he walking in integrity and character and you see excellent spirit on the people? Because guess what? The anointing has trickled down to the head. See, and the head has an asset route, you know, where you come in it's like a route where the holy man or woman of God can lay hands on you and the anointing of God will just fall upon you and you'll receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I mean, I done seen people lay hands and the person start speaking in tongues, praying in tongues. See, that head is a symbol of your destiny. That's why it's so important that you are under the leadership of someone that you believe in. You believe in their walk with God. Because guess what? It can be a negative or positive relationship, a negative or positive anointing that can flow through your head to the rest of your body. And that's the same thing with our human body. If we think negative and we become stressed out, guess what? Our body starts reacting to that stress. And even death is associated with the stress. And guess what? The stress comes from the way you're thinking, from what you're feeding your spirit. It will affect your whole entire body. And I was sharing with one of my best friends today, laughter is just good for the soul. So as though stress would affect your body, guess what? Laughter affects it as well. So a lot of people have been attacked through the head gate. Through the head gate. And if you are passing through this kind of trouble, you may notice if that has been transferred through the head gate. These are the different things that you'll notice. And I'm not saying memory don't go with age, because it does, but your memory. You'd be like, can't hardly remember anything, things that you should remember. Things that you should remember. You won't even be able to remember. And then you won't be as sharp as you used to be. So you may find yourself just forgetting things. And you might even find yourself just sinning for all kind of other negative things going on inside your head. You might discover that anywhere you go, it's just like some people say, just bad luck, you know, follow me. Because guess what? Because the gate of your head has permitted something demonic to enter. Remember, the head is a symbol of your destiny. So you got to think straight. You got to have a sound mind. See, you can cut off a person's leg, and guess what? The person can still survive, will still live. You can cut off even the hands. Guess what? They can still live. But you have not seen a person who has no head still alive. So you have to be careful who has laid hands on you and who you lay hands on. See, you just got to be careful who put hands on your head. We just read the scripture. We read the scripture. Impart iniquity. Now, just think about this. Many people, you know, got born again, and they had, you know, people lay hands on their head, and even as a baby, you know, on their head, and you wonder why the baby's so mean, or, you know, it's like you wonder why this baby don't act like me. I don't know who this baby acting like. Then you might say, well, the baby act like his daddy, or the baby act like the mama. You know, they was evil people. A lot of this has a whole lot of truth to it. And then when my mind went back, some people shave their heads because of the dead. You know, it's like, I'm shaving my head for so-and-so. This is for you, bro. And they shave their head. You know, just crazy stuff. And many have put all kind of negative things in their head, thinking negative. Because the enemy that fed you lies, and you embracing the lies. And then it becomes a stronghold that has to be pulled down, cast out. See, many people have just polluted the way that they think because the gate is open. Now remember, your head is the storehouse of your brain. And this can be manipulated. So that's why deliverance of the head is a serious matter. You wonder why you always stressed out. You wonder why when things happen, you just lose control. You know what? I just want to be like Jesus. He was just so cool. He was so cool. So many things happened, and he was just so cool. He handled things so well. You know, it just didn't affect him. And that's what I want. You know, I don't want to be tossed and I get a thought or somebody say something. I don't want it to affect me. I don't want it to affect my thinking. Because guess what? I know how important it is that my head is straight, that my mind is sound. And guess what? If I have to tear it down, I tear it down. And I encourage you to walk in peace in your mind. surround yourself with people that's walking in the peace of God. Now, we're going to talk just a little bit about the gates of the eyes. See, the eyes give light to the entire body. And your eyes can push you to hellfire. See, Jesus said, if your eye would make you go to hellfire, what did the Bible say? You better pluck it out. See, it's better to go to heaven blind than for you to have eyes and go to hellfire. What did Job say? You know, it just Job said, I have made a covenant with my eyes. Wow. A covenant. So we should be careful what we look at, what we behold. Because guess what? The eyes is like a lens of a camera. And it takes pictures and it transfers the image to your spirit, to the spirit man. See, the eyes is there for a major spiritual gate that can receive both positive and negative messages. See, messages from your eyes are so quick to transfer because, see, they are close, very close to the brain. And I'm going to give you an example. Lust. Lust enters into your body where? Through your eyes. Through your eyes. See, and there are some people who see negative things that other people do not see. I can look at something and somebody else look at something and they got a whole different view of what they saw because guess what? Because it's a gate open and, you know, you might hear them say either that glass is half full or half empty. Which one is it? How do you see that glass? It's so important that we realize that these gates are manipulated by the enemy and by the world daily. See, these are the kind of things that enter into the spirit and cause trouble for us. See, as you lay your hands on your eyes, and I just want you to pray this. Every spiritual padlock assigned against my eyes, I command you to die now in the name of Jesus. See, when we see something and we have a covenant with our eyes, so we determine that when we look at something, we're going to look for something good. It's important that what we lay our eyes on, that we find the good in it. If it's of God. Now, I'm not saying be lusting and find some good in it. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about look for the good in everything. Because guess what? You begin to close the gates. That's how you shut them gates. Start shutting the gates. In the name of Jesus, everything he made is good. Then let's briefly talk about the ear gate. See, hearing comes through the ear gate. Stop answering the phone so much, because guess what? Some of those calls are not for you. See, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, the reverse is also true. Doubt can come by hearing. And hearing by the voice of the enemy. See, a person's spiritual ears can be blocked, and you cannot receive information. You don't have a teachable spirit. You cannot receive information from heaven. See, we may pray, and as we're praying, the ears is tingling. Because guess what? If our ear gate is open and we're praying, we're not only praying, we want to hear God. You know, we're telling him we got to tell him, but we want him to talk back to us for direction, for instruction, for prophecy. See, you cannot hear anything if your ears are blocked. See, it means that God want to speak to you, but there's a blockage in your ears. And so what the enemy does, the enemy can program our ears to receive satanic messages. You know, somebody be praying, and then next thing you know, it's like, she was talking about me. Then you start praying, and you praying what you think negative about them. See, I pray that if the enemy has taken over any ear gates of anyone on this line, that you or I shall receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. Because our ear gate is important. Sometimes you got to cut the TV off, and you got to listen for the voice of God. You know what? It's really not that hard. You know, sometimes we struggle with things that God have already delivered us from, but we're still holding on to things that he have gave us a way of escape. And we're going to talk about the hand gate. The hands is a symbol of your labor. See, the Bible says God can teach your hands what to war and your fingers to battle, but some people complain that they find, cobwebs on their hands in their dreams. And I had somebody tell me that. So it means that the enemy is attacking the work of their hands. See, evil can come to a person through the hands. You know how the soothsayers, the witches, and whatever you want to call them, they want to read your hand. They want to pronounce some things over your hand. And I know this might sound a little weird, but guess what? They work with a handshake. The enemy will give you an evil handshake and spoil the works of your hand. See, the enemy has so many ways that he works. I decree by 2013 that God is going to give us some supernatural revelation, and we'll be so keen in the spirit realm that those that's trying to practice witchcraft over our head, our eyes, our hands, that we'll have spiritual discernment and that we will not fall in any traps of the enemy. And I decree by the declaration of God that any arrows fired against my hands, your hands, to remove prosperity shall go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. And I want to get to the last three, the heart gate. See, the heart is a control room. See, it's important. See, the control room of power, the heart. When the heart stops, guess what? There's no more power flowing. See, it's like the bank. It's like a storehouse of goods. And guess what? It could be the storehouse of bad things. See, once Satan gained asset into your heart, all other departments, all other areas, all other chambers, all other glands of your life will collapse. Nothing else gonna function. See, evil thoughts and evil imaginations, guess what? They generate from the heart. See, the heart gate has destroyed so many people. We can smile, we can play these roles, and our heart is not right. Let's just kind of talk about the navel gate. See, this is where you had connection to your mother. And that connection, it was a supply. when you was in the womb. See, it was a gate where the blood was flowing. The bloodline, the DNA was transferred. And it could be evil bloodline, evil spirits, evil inheritance that can pass into a child. See, many people, we suffer today because of an inheritance problem. We haven't made some declarations and spoke over our children. Yeah, we say, you know what, when Jesus came, he paid the price, he paid it all, and that he did. We are not deceived of Satan's devices. We know since Jesus have came and died and rose again that the enemy is still manipulating our children. See, being a nurse, you know, when I think about the placenta, you know, and I think about all the value, everything that's in that. See, many have been manipulated. You might see a child born to a mother, and you look at that child and you see the similarities of the mother and the father, and the mother might be a very positive woman and happy-go-lucky, love life, love people, and want to do God's will, talking positive, you know, all of that. And then you see the father, you know, he's distant. He don't care for people. Everything he says is negative, you know. And but anyway, just the opposite of her. So you see that child, and you say, okay, I know he got that child got the mother and the father in him. But for some reason, you know, act nothing like the mother. Act just like the father, because the gate was wide open. And we don't speak of our children. We don't decree a thing so it could be established. You know, no. We see them acting up, and guess what we say? You act just like your daddy. And your daddy mama was a witch. You know, we come up with some stuff. Instead of taking that child and taking that child to a place where we're going to lay hands on the head and cause the anointing to trickle down from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, and decreeing a thing is letting it be established upon the earth, you know, taking the word and applying it and causing the enemy not to have a gate open. I close every gate that the enemy has caused to be open. And then you command him to go. In the name of Jesus, sprinkle, toss, throw the blood of Jesus on that. And I tell you what, he'd be just like the wicked witch of the west or the east. I'm melting. He will die. Now, we're going to talk about the sex gates. The sex gate is the most successful gate that the enemy uses to break up marriages, to bring down the men and women of God, to cause us to fall in demonic and satanic attacks. See, the enemy has destroyed us through our desires. And once you engage in a sexual encounter, I'm going to say outside of marriage, see, you open up a door to the enemy. And that's why so many young people, young men, are not doing well. Because, see, the enemy has already gained entry in their lives. See, whenever you are a victim, you can pray for deliverance and the Lord will deliver you. But if you don't feel like you are a victim and you're satisfied in what you're doing, and you just want more because it feels good to the body, but it's not good for your spirit. And so many babies are born where the father could care less, or opposite, the mothers could care less. And it's not the baby that's the issue, because the baby is a blessing. It was the act, but that opened up a gate. And then we're going to talk about the gates of the leg. See, your leg is a symbol of walking. And we must be careful. Listen to this. Where your legs take you to. See, if you have done, I'm going to say feet washing. They got satanic feet washing. And what they do is they put beads or chains on your leg. And you step on charms of evil people. You got to be careful. You know, they pick up dust from your feet. And the enemy has gained access through your legs. There's so many things that the enemy does. And so we can't be ignorant of Satan's devices and thinking that's just foolishness. See, there's so many people that have cursed, I want to say, feet. You know how your feet are supposed to establish your dominion in the garden of your destiny. But if you're not able to do that, and you're always walking into trouble, you're always at the wrong place at the wrong time. You know, you just need to pray against it. You know, Lord, order my steps in the Lord. Lord, speak to me so I'll know where to go and where not to go. See, I knew a man who was going to work one morning, and he didn't look. He didn't quite look, you know, where he was going. Wasn't looking both ways, and he just found himself hot and sweating on his legs. And by the time he looked, he found out that he had dipped his right leg into a pot of sacrifices. And I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. He had bought some lotion from a person that was selling this lotion. And he was putting the lotion on. He didn't get a chance to lotion both of his legs. He just lotioned the right leg. And by the time before he got to work, his leg had swelled up from the lotion. Because guess what? It was something put in that lotion that was to put a curse on him. And I believe it was a person that he was having a relationship with that he didn't want to marry. And when he went to the doctor told him they didn't know what it was. And gangrene settled on his leg. But I tell you what, there's power in prayer. Because God healed and set him free. And when he realized that where the source was, he had to recognize what gate was open. It was in his relationship with this woman. Okay, so we talked enough about the problem. We're going to kind of talk about the solution. It's so simple. Surrender. Just totally surrender. Just tell Jesus, look, I'm sorry. I've been a part-time Christian. Oh, I haven't accepted you at all. You know, I just do what I want to do. You know, I don't guard my thoughts. I just say whatever I want to say. I curse whenever I feel like cursing. And guess what he'll say? I'm married to the backslider. Surrender. Repent. It's just that simple. It ain't hard to do. You repent from every known sin. And then you could even say, and I repent from every unknown sin. And then you just decree and declare and you demand the enemy. that have gained entry in your life. See, we're still dealing with the enemy within. You demand him to loose the dwelling place inside your life. And you whatever the situation is, you know, if it's your thoughts, lay your hands on your head. And you take the authority that God has given you. And then you remove the property of the stranger that have been dwelling in your life. And what I mean by that is, okay, how am I going to stop cursing, and I'm cursing whenever I get angry? How am I going to do that? I make a covenant with my tongue. Now, after I done decreed and spoke over that cursing demon and demanded him to leave, I make a covenant with my tongue, and I decree and declare that you're going to speak only what God tell you to speak. You're going to speak. He said, with loving kindness shall I draw thee. So you're going to speak kind words. So you speak over the situation. And you demand that God is the authoritative figure over every part of your life, every gate. You know, okay, you're doing drugs. Okay, how you gonna close that gate? Guess what? Don't do drugs anymore. Yeah, it's easier said than done, but guess what? Surrender. You know, okay, you're lying. Surrender. See, first you got to acknowledge the problem. You got to let the enemy know, I see you. I know you there. Okay, you jealous. You got a spirit of jealousy on you. And it's not of a man, but it's of relationships. You know, I'm jealous because he closer to him than he is to me. I'm jealous. That's a spirit that the enemy comes and try to destroy us with. Tell him you're sorry. You know, I don't want to be jealous. I don't want to be lying. I don't want to be cursing. I don't want to be setting nobody up. I don't want to do that. And then you barricade your life and set a watch over your gates so that the enemy does not gain entry again, so that affliction will not rise up again. See, we have the power and authority to rule, to super rule. And the enemy come in and give us these crazy thoughts. And then we have the audacity to say it's God. God have already set his order, and it never changed. So to deal with the problems of the gate of our lives and to receive deliverance from the enemy getting back in, we just give our life to Christ completely. And if you have not done so, and you're ready to surrender your life to Jesus, I just want to encourage you to just make this confession. Just make the confession. You know, just tell him, you know, I've sinned. You know, yeah, I've been in church 30 years, but I have sinned, God. I'm sorry that I allowed these gates to be open so long. You know, I'm sorry that I didn't realize that the enemy was just dwelling in me. You know, I didn't realize that, you know, I had these spirits on me, and I was ignoring them because wasn't nobody saying nothing about it, and the enemy just content and happy. And guess what? He destroying my peace. He destroying my purpose. He's destroying my destiny. But now I'm ready to barricade my life and watch over my gates so that the enemy cannot gain asset again. And so that affliction will not rise again, so my body can be made whole, so my thought life can line up with what you say. but I'm going to make this confession, Lord Jesus. And I come before you now, and I surrender my life to you. I know that I have sinned. I know that I have fallen short of your glory. But I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to wash me with your precious blood. And I want you to take complete control over my life. I've been called a minister. I've been called a preacher, a pastor, a reverend. You know, I've been walking in the fivefold. But Lord, I'm sorry. I know that new mercies are granted to me every day. Yes, I have fell so short, God. You said if I confess and I believe, that you would accept me. And I thank you, God, that you've done just as you said. And I receive it now in the name of Jesus. So I want you right now to lay your hand upon your head. And I want you to say, every power of my Father's house that does not want me to lift my head, I command you to die now in the name of Jesus. Now lift up your right hand to the heaven. And I want you to declare this. Every power that has stolen from me, I recover what you have stolen in the name of Jesus. Powers of wickedness assigned against my breakthrough, your time is up. I command you to die now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, that my gates are now closed. And I am made whole. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And glory to God. And I get excited because you know what? If anyone on the internet, radio, online, Skype, even on the phone lines, if you have felt the presence of God and you feel fresh, you feel anew, and you accepted Him as your Savior, I know you was baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost years ago. But tonight something different happened. Heaven is rejoicing. Because, see, there's a hole that the enemy thought he had. And the gate has been shut in his face. He's been evicted. And the door has been sealed tight. The latch is on the hook. And you're sealed with safety with the blood of Jesus. And you shall walk in your divine healing because you done eradicated the enemy that's been trying to take your health away. Now you're going to begin to see the healing touch of Jesus in your body. Because guess what? Those little ikes that destroy the vine has been removed in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that every word that I've spoken tonight, that God, you're going to manifest it in the people of God's life. Father, I thank you that your people are made whole because of your word. Your word went forth and they were healed. Your word went out and they were healed. Father, you said the prayer of faith shall heal the sick. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you rule in our life. And you are the key to every gate, every door, every window. And we embrace your love. We embrace your will. And we embrace what you want, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we seal it and we call it already done. In Jesus' name, for it is so. Amen. And glory to God. Now, I just want to encourage you to be encouraged. Be encouraged because you win. You win. You don't lose. You win. Amen, and God bless you. If there's anyone that want to have something to say, I want to encourage you to press, I believe it's star one or one on your phone, and I would know that you have something to say. If not, we're going to release you, and just thank you for calling in. Thank you for being on the line. Thank you for enduring to the end. We encourage you to just keep those gates closed. You find yourself slipping and dipping and cursing, throw them out, kick them out, evict them, fill it up again. It's important that we walk in it so that we can get back everything the enemy has stolen from us. He's going to redeem the time so that you can do ministry like God has ordained for you to do in the name of Jesus. Amen and glory to God. Well, we know this is the last Saturday of the year of 2012. And we just want to thank you so much for joining us with Saturday with the Word, the broadcast. We are just honored and humbled that God have graced us to stay on the line with you. And all that have sold into Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters, We send much love and respect to you and honor that God have chosen you to be a blessing to what he have established. And we are sending blessings to you, to your home, to your family, and to everything that concern you. We call it blessed in the name of Jesus. God bless you and keep sowing, because guess what? We're going to keep on going. Amen. Have a wonderful rest of the evening. Keep us lifted up in your prayers, and you can join us with the 6 days a week prayer line, 5 a.m. Central Time. We're on the line 6 days a week. That's 218-895-0280. You can join us, and we'll be there praying, interceding. You have a prayer request, call in. We'll be more than happy to. It will be always someone there to touch and agree with you. And hopefully when 2013 comes, we'll be able to say 7 days a week, 5 a.m., get under the anointing and the covering of an early riser and be blessed of the Lord in the course of your days. All right. God bless you all. You know, we are excited that you joined in with us tonight, and we are so honored and blessed that God used his word to bring forth what his people need to hear. It is after 8 now. My hour is up. I just want to also say, on next Saturday, we're going to be doing the broadcast. I'll be coming on at 7 p.m., and then Minister Sophia will be coming on at 8 p.m. So we're going to do a dual broadcast. Again, I'll be on at 7, and she'll be on at 8 Central Time. Join in with us, and we're going to be talking about the Word of God, all about the Word of God, I tell you, and that's a wonderful blessing to be able to talk about the Word of God. It is the Master's touch that keep us made whole, that keep us healed, and keep those gates closed in the name of Jesus. Amen, and glory to God. I believe that's it for tonight. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Builders International, and you'll be able to listen to the broadcast and archive. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Builders International. And you can listen to any other broadcasts live. I mean, you can listen to them in archives, I'm sorry. Well, we're going to let you go, and we're going to encourage you to keep those gates closed. Because guess what? If your gates are closed, the enemy will be outside knocking. He can't get in because everything is tight and sealed. And guess what he'll do? He'll go somewhere else to see where he can break in because he has no legal rights to what belongs to God. In the name of Jesus, we're going to say good night. God bless everyone. We love you with the love of Christ. God bless you and have a wonderful night. Again, if there's anyone that want to have any comments, we just encourage you to press 1 on your phone, and we'll be more than happy to open the boards up. If not, we're going to close out. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, blessed evening. And, you know, I just got one more thing I want to say. And I just want to play this last song because it always blessed me. Because you know what? I'm reminded that the enemy know where he belongs. I just got to keep him there. He is under my feet. Don't you know that he's under your feet? If you don't know where he is, you can look for him under your feet. The devil is under my feet. And we just have to keep them there. Even in the course of the day, you know, when you start feeling stressed, you start feeling depressed, and you don't know what's going on, and you trying to get it right, you know, you saying, what's going on? My mind. Know why he's under your feet? Because your gates are sealed. He can't get in. And guess what? He's under your feet where Jesus put him. Under your feet. God bless you all. Have a wonderful rest of the evening. I love you. And we'll see you on Monday. Call in on the prayer line. We'll be more than happy to be there. And those that will be at the ministry on tomorrow, and even those that's coming in for the watch service, we're excited about it because I know we're going to be dancing. We're going to be flowing with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, before I close the lines out, I see someone have something to say, and we're just going to give her opportunity to speak. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, Prophetess Teresa.
This
is Catherine. I am so blessed listening to you.
God bless you. Thank you for tuning in.
Yes, I'm praise the Lord. I will try to keep those gates closed.
Amen.
Oh, wow. I have learned so much in such a short time.
Oh.
And I bless you for that. It's excellent.
Amen. Thank you. To God be all the glory. And you know what? It's a daily chore to keep them gates closed.
Wow.
Amen.
That's the best one I've heard for a long while.
Oh, God bless you. I'm
yes.
I'm so happy that you tuned in. You know,
yes.
It's going.
Yeah, you spoke through the anointing, and I was certainly touched. And God bless you. I'll talk to you.
Amen. God bless you.
And thanks for praying for my family.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you, sis, and I'm so happy that you tuned in. And again, we're going to be going a little bit deeper and a little bit further on next Saturday.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to that. Okay.
Amen.
Be blessed that I'll hear you on Monday.
Amen. Yes, I'll be on the line.
Yes, okay.
Amen.
Thank you. Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Amen. To God be the glory, and that's what we want. We want to keep the enemy under our feet. Amen. Well, we're going to let you go, and remember, keep those gates closed. Keep him where he belongs, because guess what? He have no legal rights, and I got to do my dance, so I'm going to put my song on again, and I pray that you're dancing with me. God bless you all. Have a wonderful evening.
Your problems are under your feet. Begin to give God a rejoicing praise.